States of America would give everything they had to feel what we had in this song service. You know, there's a lot of false doctrines, a lot of churches filled with immorality, sin, everything swept under the rug. Nobody holds a standard in a lot of churches these days. Holiness has died in the vast majority across this country. But you know what, folks? They also have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. You know, there's churches up around the Cincinnati, Ohio area where we live now. Some of them have classes teaching young people, middle age, old alike, how to receive the Holy Ghost, but they're teaching them how to speak in tongues. They teach them syllables. You know, they go through different dramas and different skits. And one man said that they had a church service up there, and a guy took two-liter bottles of soda, and he painted them up red, and he took black tape, and he taped around the middle, and he made it look like sticks of dynamite. And he looked at all the youth there at that big conference that night, and he said, "When I throw this and say Holy Ghost explosion, you fall out in the Spirit and speak in tongues." You know what? They did it. He threw it and said, "Holy Ghost explosion," and everybody fell out like they were slain in the Spirit and began to speak in tongues. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I ain't got that tonight, ain't you? I'm glad what we got is genuine here tonight, ain't you? You know what? The Bible said there in Eli's day, when his sons Hophni and Phinehas had sinned against God and it brought immorality into the tabernacle, they still possessed the ark of God, folks, but when they needed God's power, it was nowhere to be found. You know what the Bible said? The Philistines slayed 30,000 footmen of the Israelites, and it was a bloody battle, a bloodbath. But worst of all, they packed the ark right out of Israel's midst. And the Bible said, Hophni and Phinehas died, and Eli fell off the neck and died of a fell off the wall and died of a broken neck. But the Bible said, worst of all, when Phinehas' wife was going to bear a child, she said, "I will call his name Ichabod, for the glory has departed." What happened? Listen now, I'm still having a child, but the glory of God has departed. I don't know about you here tonight. I'm glad we don't have to say that Ichabod is written on the door here where we are tonight, ain't you? How precious to know that the power of God has had liberty here tonight. I'm glad where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Can somebody say hallelujah? I'm glad we can feel what we're talking about. We know God's not dead, but He's still alive in our soul here tonight. That old song said, "If God's dead, who's this living in my soul?" I feel Him here tonight, don't you? I want you to lift your hands one more time and say, "He's still alive. I've talked to Him. I feel His Spirit." Come on now, Ichabod ain't written on the door tonight. Hallelujah. You know what? We ain't Ichabod, but you know what we can be called? We can be called the Emmanuel Church. You know what that is? Our God is with us. Hallelujah. Ain't you glad He's with us here tonight? Won't you stand to your feet? He's with us. Worship Him in spirit and in truth here tonight. I'm not a fool tonight. I'm not going to preach a long, drawn out message. I don't believe we ought to put the brakes on this thing here tonight. How we ought to lift holy hands unto the Lord without wrath, without doubting. Worship Him, church. He's worthy. He deserves it. Glorify His name. Come on now. Yes. He said if they hold their peace, the rocks will cry out. Hallelujah. Has He been good to you? Come on now. He brought us to the house of God tonight. If you didn't get in while ago, now's your time. Come on now. Just get in while the getting's good here tonight. He's been moving. Don't miss out on a blessing. Don't watch the parade go by. Don't let somebody else steal your blessing. Don't let somebody else have to put forth the effort. Give Him everything, friend. He said if you draw nigh to Him, He'd draw nigh to you tonight. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Well, you know what I was going to preach on? If I would have preached here tonight, I was going to preach on there in 2 Kings where Elijah told Elisha, he said, "Tarry here while I go down to Gilgal." Well, Elisha said, "No, I'm not going to tarry. As the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee." You know what? I believe Elijah saw a persistence in that young man, his protege, who was going to succeed his ministry. You know what Elisha realized? "Elijah, you're getting ready to be taken out of here. I'm really concerned about you leaving, but more than that, I'm concerned about God leaving these people. I don't want you to leave, but more than anything, I don't want God to leave." You know what, friend? He said, tarry here, Elisha. He said, I will not tarry here. You know what he made up his mind? I'm going to keep on going a little farther. I'm going to keep on pressing when I don't feel like pressing. I'm going to keep on going against the grain. You know what the devil wanted him to do? Just sit down and let the power of God leave Israel. He wanted the man of God to die. And not only that, he wanted the glory of God to die. But Elisha said, I'm not going to leave thee. You know what I'm wanting? I'm wanting a double portion of your spirit. You know what I wish some of these young men would do here tonight? You know what? There's some old people going to pass on sooner or later, boys. There's some old preachers going to die off sooner or later. We were sitting around the table talking today at dinner. The Ralph Hortons are falling by the wayside. They're getting sick, Brother David Brim. The L.D. Moore's out in Oklahoma. He's having trouble with Alzheimer's. His ministry is going to pass, brother. Different ones. We're seeing them. They're passing on. You know what? They're going to go by the way of the grave if the Lord don't come. But how many believe the power of God that was manifested in them men's lives? It don't have to leave. There can be a generation that arise up and say, as the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. There can be a generation that say, I'm not tearing at Gilgal. I'm not going to lay down at Gilgal, but I'm going to keep on pressing until the mantle falls in my life. I want to feel that Holy Ghost. I want to shout. I want to talk in tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. I want to preach the gospel, Brother Mike Blue. I want to be somebody that can get a prayer through. I want to be somebody that can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Let me get a hold of them. Brother, you keep on pressing. You don't get tired of praying. You don't let the devil make you feel defeated here tonight. How many believes if he keeps a made up mind, he'll get what he came for? Come on now. Brother Anderson, if you ain't got the Holy Ghost yet, how many believes if he'll keep on believing God and he'll keep on living right before God? It's just a matter of time before the Holy Ghost falls in his life. Hallelujah. You know what else the Bible said? I'm going to hurry here. I'm not going to waste time here. I know we've had a good service. But the Bible also said, when Elijah said, tarry here in Gilgal, I must go down to Bethel. You know what? Listen now. When he got to Bethel, Elisha could have been satisfied. But you know what he said? As the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. Listen, you know what the place of Bethel means? The house of God. You know what a lot of us could do here tonight? We could say, preacher, pastor, everybody, I showed up. I did my part. I showed up. I filled the pew. I counted on the board for members that showed up. I put my money in the offering pan. Listen, I raised my hand, said, glory to God, hallelujah. I done my part, preacher. But you know what Elisha said? It ain't good enough that I showed up in Bethel. It ain't good enough that I showed up in Bethel. I can't get satisfied just being in Bethel. How many believes the Lord don't want us to get satisfied just showing up at the house of God? Just wearing our Sunday's best. Just looking good. Just seeing who's going to be there. Just socializing, fellowshipping a little bit. How many believes when we show up at the house of God, it ain't just showing up that matters. But what did you do when you got to the house of God? Listen now, when they were shouting around you, did you get in? Listen, when the power of God fell among his people, was you sitting there being a spectator or was you being a participator? That's what matters, friend. Listen, was you sitting there gazing or was you going to say, Lord, I want to get down there where they're blazing at? Hallelujah. I want to get down there where the power is. I want to get under the glory spout. I want to feel you, Lord, moving in my life. It ain't good enough just watching somebody else get it. I got to have it in my life. Elisha said, Elijah, I appreciate what you've done. And I admire your ministry and how God's done so much, wrought so many victories in your life for Israel. But it ain't good enough what you've done, Elijah. Can I tell you, it ain't good enough what Grandpa did. It ain't good enough what the former pastors of this church did. Listen now, you know what? You can't live on what they used to have. You can't live on what they done. What are you seeing done in your own personal experience with God? That's what matters. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what, I'm a young preacher. I'm wet behind the ears. I know I've just got started on this journey. But I've got a papaw that preached the holiness message for about 38 years of his life. You know what I could do? God, my papaw sent up enough prayers to get me to heaven. God, my papa preached enough sermons. I can just go back and get off his notes and his sermons, and I can preach everything he did, and I'll be all right. But you know what God's saying? Elijah, I'm taking you out of here. But Elisha, how bad do you want the same ministry in your life? Oh, hallelujah. I'll tell you what, make Granite City Church go over the top. If there be some young people in here that say, Brother Slide, shouting the glory down, I want to be there to fill his shoes when he's dead and gone. Hallelujah. Brother Brim's doing a great job, but somebody better rise up down here and say, hey, when Brother Brim's ready to go on, I want him to be able to turn around and pass the mantle to me and say, take it, son, and do your very best with it. Come on now. There's some prayer warriors here tonight, some pillars in the church tonight, but I mean, like to see a young generation say, we've been called to the kingdom for such a time as this. Let us take the responsibility. Let us obey God. Let us get a burden. Let us get a vision. Let us be willing to go a little farther to where the mantle can fall in our life. Come on, friend. So forth and so on. Elisha followed Elijah all the way. Bethel to Jericho. Didn't worry about what happened in Jericho. But he said, I'm going all the way to the Jordan. I'm going all the way to the Jordan. You know why? He said, I must go a little farther. Come on now. Listen, I felt good last night. But last night ain't going to pull me through. I got to go a little farther. Come on now. Come on now. We felt good. We felt energized. We felt charged up last night. But last night ain't going to get the job done. Come on now. How many like to see this revival pushed on over the top? How many like to say, hey, we're going to end on a high note. We're going to push it over. We're going to give everything we've got, friend, until the Holy Ghost has his way. This sister gave a message in tongues last night. He said, if my people will draw nigh unto me, he's here to bless us. He's here to help us. A lot of people says, I'm waiting on God. We're not waiting on God. He's waiting on us. How many knows that? Come on now. He's waiting on us, friend. Do you want it more than your next meal? Do you want it more than your next paycheck? Do you want it more than people's approval in your life? Do you want it more than blending in with the crowd, young folks? How bad are you willing to go a little farther to get a hold of the mantle and see God's will accomplished in our lives? Oh, hallelujah. You say, Brother Howard, we could have did without this, yeah. It's a tender place for a preacher to be. Everybody's got in, but although a lot of people's got help tonight, there's some that sit back. There's some that ain't received. There's some that ain't opened up and let the Lord take full reign in their life. You know what, friend? Elisha said, I'm not stopping short of the victory. I'm not stopping short of the victory. You know what? And he proved it. Listen to me now. When Elisha said, when you go up, he said, ask what you will, Elijah did. Said, if you see me when I go up, your petition shall be granted. Your request shall be granted. He said, when you go up, I want a double portion of thy spirit. You know what the enemy was saying? You know what the sons of the prophets were saying as they standing over on the riverbank? Don't you know that your prophet is going to be taken from you today? He said, hold your peace. I know it. I know he's going to be taken away, but I'm not worried about the Elijah of God. I want the God of Elijah to come down and dwell in my midst. You know what he did? Has he seen the chariots and the whirlwind come by? And Elijah was caught up in a triumphant entry into heaven. He said, here comes the mantle. He rent his clothes. He said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And the Bible said he got a hold of that mantle and he began to smite the waters hither and thither and they began to part. Come on now. And those sons of the prophet said, surely the spirit of Elijah do rest upon Elisha. I feel the Holy Ghost in here tonight, friend. Listen now. He wants to give it to us. He wants you to have a double portion. But what are you willing to do to get it here tonight? Are you willing to pray until you can't pray no more? Are you willing to cry out to God until your throat feels like you can't get another word out? Listen, are you willing to fast and pray until God moves in your life? Are you willing to live holiness in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation? Are you willing to say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God unto salvation? Do you really want the mantle, friend? Do you really want a double portion in your life? You got to pick yourself up and go a little farther here tonight. done. Hey, get back on this piano for a few minutes. We ain't done yet, are we? Come on now. Are we done yet? I believe the Lord's still out to help somebody in here tonight. You know what, friend? Elisha proved, I'll not stop short of the victory. I'll not stop short of the mantle, of the double portion. I'm going a little farther until I see God grant my request. You know what happened? You know what, Brother Anderson? I got tired praying for the Holy Ghost. I got fed up with people saying, are you sure you ain't got some sin in your life? Are you sure something ain't standing between you and God? What is it keeping you from the Holy Ghost? Sometimes he just wants to see how bad we want it, Brother Brim. How bad do you want the victory? And when you get it, how bad do you want to keep it? That's what he's really concerned about. But you know what? Keep on pressing, buddy. Keep on going a little farther. The mantle's there waiting on you. God's got something in store for you if you're willing to keep on going. Don't stop at Gilgal. Don't stop at Bethel. Don't stop at Jericho. Say, Lord, I'm going all the way down to the Jordan. And when I get there, the same spirit that's moved in everybody else's life is going to move in my life. If I only be pliable, I only surrender my life into the hands of the Lord. You know what I love about Elisha's life? God did exactly what he said he'd do through the man of God, Elijah. Elijah, if I count them up right, Elisha had just almost twice the amount of miracles in his life that Elijah had when he died. As he died there, and he told King Joash, smite the Syrians until you've consumed them. When he died on his deathbed, teaching him how to shoot in the enemy's direction, he was just one miracle shy of a double portion. Do you know what happened when he got down there, buried, dead, and gone? His bones are laying there. The Bible said there was a soldier. There was a soldier. Hallelujah. My God, I feel this, Brother Blue. There was a soldier that died. An army. One soldier died. And they went and carried him down in a funeral procession. And they was going to lower him down in that grave. Do you know what they didn't know? There was a man there that one time said, Lord, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I'll not leave thee. I'm going to press a little farther until I get the double portion. There was a man buried down there everybody forgot about, but God didn't forget about him. Hallelujah. There was some bones laying down there. It wasn't like any ordinary man. That man pressed until he got the mantle. That man pressed until God took a hold of his life and done exploits in him. But you know what happened when they lowered that soldier down in there? He touched the bones of Elisha. And he came up out of that grave, leaping and dancing and shouting. They said, what's going to hold that man? The double portion was fulfilled in Elisha's life, friend. I'll tell you something, friend. If God says he's going to do it, he don't stop, friend. He does it right. Do you hear me? If he says he's going to do it in your life, he will do it. I'll tell you, friend, he don't do things halfway. He don't do things half-masked. He does it all the way. And when he fixes it right. Hallelujah. I said all that to say this. That was my message tonight. I guess I preached a sermonette here tonight. But you know what, friend? You got to be willing to go a little farther. You got to be willing to go against the grain. You got to be willing to pray when everybody else is giving up. You got to be willing to live sanctified when the rest of the... Listen now. Listen. I've heard of preachers, great men of God, say the rest of the youth group wanted to go worldly. But I held on to what I believed. I held on to what was instilled in my heart. Come on now. You got to be willing to stand if you got to stand alone. You got to be willing to do it, friend. If it hair lifts the Pope, you got to make God happy. No matter what. How bad do you want the mantle? How bad are you? How much are you willing to say, take this whole world, but give me Him. Give me Jesus. Give me His will. Give me the power of the Holy Ghost. That's what matters above all. Can we raise our hands around here tonight? He's been here. Oh yes, He's been here. I wonder, if there's somebody still wants to pray to get filled with the Holy Ghost around here tonight. This altar's still open here tonight. Come on, that's 8:45. The world's just getting started. They're just getting started at the nightclub. They're just getting started at the ball games tonight. Come on now. They're just getting started at the party tonight. How bad are you willing to press in? How bad are you willing to say, hey, I ain't stopping it at Gilgal. I ain't stopping it at Bethel, at Jericho. I'm going on down to the Jordan. I'm going to say, where is the Lord God? Where is God Almighty? Where's the Spirit of the Holy Ghost?
Where's that fresh anointing? I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Come on now. Anoint my head with oil, Lord, that my cup may runneth over. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Reach up. Reach up. Hallelujah. Lord, I ain't stopping. I ain't holding back. I ain't surrendering. I ain't blending in with the crowd. Let me do extraordinary things for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. You want it, it's here. You want it, it's here. Coming down. Coming down. The Master calleth. Hallelujah. Seek Him. Seek Him with all of your heart. He said, call unto me, I'll answer you. Show you great mighty things that you know not of. Come on now, how hungry are you? How desperate are you? How determined? Come on now, get some resolve about you. Say, I'm not stopping until I get a hold of the mantle. Come on, boys, let's pray tonight. Come on now, seek Him wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly. Oh, Lord, with my whole heart I want to serve You. God, I don't want You to have my leftovers. I want You to have second best. God, don't let me come to the house of God giving a half-hearted effort. You got to go a little farther tonight. Oh, yeah.
Send it on down.
Oh, yes.
Send it on down.
Come on, come on, come on.
Come on down.
Pray, pray, pray.